So I couldn't help but kind of chuckle on the inside as we processed in. The King of Glory song that we chose for this morning immediately called to mind a hilarious YouTube video of Stephen Colbert, and he's dancing to that song. And I find that kind of appropriate because I was going to be preaching on King David dancing before the Lord. But now I can't get the image of Stephen Colbert just jumping around like a crazy person. But yeah, King David, for all of his flaws, he teaches us an important lesson in today's first reading from the second book of Samuel. And that lesson is this: if we really want to worship the living God, we won't be able to blend in. In fact, if anyone finds themselves blending into our current culture, then I'd say something is wrong. Something is kind of defective in our faith if we find ourselves a little too comfortable here. Like it or not, we are currently being kind of pressured into putting our faith on the back burner, putting it into the background of our lives. More and more, we see it all the time, the prevailing assumption is that religion ought to be private. It ought to be personal, overlookable, unnoticeable. We're forbidden from imposing our beliefs on others. And by that, people too often mean that religious people should just keep their beliefs to themselves, that God shouldn't ever come up into our everyday conversations, or, God forbid, our beliefs inform our politics. In other words, our secularized culture would have us blend in. Swallow your religion and cover it up with nice, non-committal relativism, or else. Don't draw attention to all that religious stuff. That's for the individual to define and redefine, not God or your church. But David, in contrast, shows us another way, a way of exuberant freedom and joy. The book of Samuel tells us that he came dancing before the Lord with abandon. He didn't seem to care in the least what people thought of him as he danced recklessly before the Ark of the Covenant as it comes marching into the city of David, into Jerusalem. He enthusiastically displayed his love for God, and it was on open display for everyone. But that doesn't mean it was attractive to everyone. In fact, a lot of people probably thought he looked like a complete fool, like Stephen Colbert jumping around on YouTube to the song, Who is the King of Glory? He looked foolish to many people. Right after the passage that we read today in Mass, there's an episode where Saul's daughter, who, is a little jealous of David, becoming so popular and becoming the king in the first place because her father got the shaft. But she approaches David and says, "You've behaved so dishonorably. Is this really fitting for the king to act like this?" And he responds, he defends his actions, saying, "I was dancing before the Lord. Not only will I make merry before the Lord, but I will demean myself even more. I will be lowly in your eyes." Now, this is the spirit of a person totally in love with God. And if we too are to share our faith effectively and allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, we have to throw off this crazy, suffocating dictatorship of embarrassment that our secular culture would impose on our relationship with Christ. We cannot let ourselves be bullied or discouraged by anyone who insists that our religion is just a personal matter and therefore off limits for public discourse. Yes, faith is deeply personal. It's intensely personal, and it ought to be the most intimate aspect of anyone's life. But for that precise reason, it's all the more central and all the more important to us, and therefore all the more impossible to hide or relegate to the private sphere. At all costs, we should continue to dance before the Lord with abandon now more than ever. We mustn't blend in for the sake of a bland, polite secularism. We're to be consumed by real joy, not some sort of superficial happy-go-luckiness that says everything's okay. Who can blame us if we've let that real joy be seen? And from what I read in the news every day, the world could use some more visible joy. But some might bring up the following objection. I live my faith every day. I love God and I believe in him. But I don't want to be obnoxious or overbearing. I don't want to draw attention to myself like David seems to have done. I'm not comfortable with showing my face, or showing my faith in that way, shoving it into people's faces. And to this objection, I would only offer this suggestion that you're right. You know, that you're right. Evangelization doesn't mean being obnoxious at all. In fact, quite the contrary. But the bottom line is this, that there can be no spectators in the house of the Lord. We each have our unique and indispensable part to play, and we're each created to dance before the Lord in a diversity of vocations within the heart of the church. And this is what it means when we hear the word the universal call to holiness, the call to live out the divine life that Christ has opened up to us in the way that only we can fulfill that life. Therefore, our individual dances will take on any number of forms. Some dances will be much more visible, like King David's was. Think of people like Pope Francis or Bishop Barron, Fulton Sheen, or even our distinguished pastor, Father John David. They necessarily are more visible and more public in their ministry, so therefore, you know, they're going to be more out front in that sense. But then again, other dances will be more subtle, more introverted, and this is perfectly natural. This is good. Think of those who quietly bring communion to the homebound every day, or just clean the linens that we use every day at Mass. These are necessary things that are ways that people live out their dance. Is the witness of cloistered nuns any less powerful or efficacious just because they happen to be behind closed doors, unseen? Far from it. Jesus tells us all that you are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. The point, in the end, is to fall head over heels in love with God and dance with abandon like David, not because we enjoy drawing attention to ourselves, but rather because God has come to us, weak and sinful as we so often are, and we're overwhelmed by his goodness. He has entered into our lives definitively and remains with us now. Accordingly, we can respond like David, with abandonment, with exuberant praise. Blending into the secular culture is boring and uninspiring. Real life happens when we choose to shut up and dance, to quote one of my favorite pop songs.